If you quit too soon,
oh my God,
you will leave before you see the victory.
Yes, sir.
I want to tell you this morning, the jury still may be out on your situation.
Well,
the vote may not be in, but God will have the last say so.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to you this morning on the subject, but God.
Yes, sir.
In the seventh chapter, we find Stephen addressing the Sanhedrin council.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes through the history of Israel. In Acts, the 6th chapter, 8th to the 15th verse, he is accused of blasphemy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he addresses the council, and he begins to go over Israel's history, recounting how Israel came to where they are today. But he points out Joseph had been persecuted by his own brothers,
mm-hmm.
but God used even their evil deeds to bless him.
That's right.
You know, God will always bless obedience.
Come on, sir.
When you obey God,
yes, sir.
There's something about your obedience,
yeah,
that God will want.
Right.
Am I right about it?
Yes, sir.
But what troubles did Joseph go through?
Mm.
Well, if you're familiar with the story,
come on,
you'll find in Genesis 37, the 22nd to 24th chapter, that Joseph, his brothers were very envious.
Uh-huh. That's right.
And they had good right to be.
Uh-huh.
You see, Joseph, in his youthful pride, had dreams. And he told them, I'm going to rule over you. On many occasions, he told them, when he had his dreams, that I'm going to rule over you.
Yeah, yeah.
And they hated Joseph for this. But knowing that, his father loved him more than he loved all his children. One day, Joseph, his father told him to go check on his brothers. He went to check on his brothers. He said, here comes the dreamer.
That's right.
And they wanted to see what he had to say to them today. One brother got fed up. Had enough. Wanted to kill him.
Yeah, that's right.
The other brother stepped in and said, no, we won't shed any blood.
That's right.
But we're going to put him in a pit.
That's right.
They put him in a pit.
Yeah.
Sat down and had a meal.
Mm-mm-mm.
But later on, they saw the Midianites passing by. And they sold him into slavery.
That's right.
In Genesis 39, 1 to 6, we find Joseph in Potiphar's house.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But the scripture says, and the Lord was with him.
Yeah.
He had found favor,
mm-hmm,
success in all that he did.
Yeah.
Well, it was good that he was in Potiphar's house.
Come on, preacher.
But Potiphar didn't know he had a cougar.
Mm-hmm.
He did.
Come on, preacher.
Mm-hmm. I'm talking about his wife now.
That's right.
Because she saw Joseph.
All right now, tell it.
And he was muscular. He was good looking.
Yeah, yeah.
He was handsome.
Yeah.
And she had dreams about Joseph.
All right, God. All right.
And one day she made several attempts to get with Joseph. But he rebuked her at every turn.
Praise the Lord.
Joseph understood. He understood that any sin committed really was an offense to God.
Mm-hmm.
Our sins may harm and defraud others, but God is always the one most agreeing. Well, she lied on the brother. She said he did something he didn't do, and told her to husband. The husband got mad and threw him in jail.
That's right.
Poor Joseph. But yet, even in jail, God was with Joseph.
Yes, sir.
And the word says that he had mercy on him, found favor on him, and everything he did once again prospered. He had interpreted the dream for the cupbearer,
yes, sir,
and the baker.
Mm-hmm.
One would live,
yeah,
and one would be restored. Mm-hmm. But the cupbearer forgot about Joseph. Mm-hmm. But next, in Genesis 41, we find that Joseph is in the palace. He's interpreting the dreams of Pharaoh. Mm-hmm. And upon interpreting dreams, he is made governor of all of Egypt. Mm-hmm. My brothers and my sisters, Joseph is you, and Joseph is me. Mm-hmm. Each of us have encountered a situation where we just felt like throwing in the towel.
All right now.
We felt like the whole world was against us.
Yeah.
We felt like no matter what we did, it wouldn't turn out good.
Well,
we often have to say, no matter what I do, if things still won't change.
Yeah.
We feel that we have gotten the short end of the stick. Mm-hmm. And everything we do, the bottom seems to be falling out of it.
My God.
I want you to know this morning, that is not so.
Yes,
those of us who hope in Christ,
yes,
do have this thing that God will always come to our rescue.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
We have to realize that because we serve a risen Savior, we can live a victorious life.
Yeah.
Too many times we look at things through our eyes and only thing we can see is failure.
That's right. All right now.
But God,
yeah, God
tells us to look at our situation through His eyes.
Yes, sir.
You have to put on your kingdom glasses.
All right,
to
now.
See what God is.
Hallelujah.
I'm speaking to you this morning on the subject, but God.
Yes, sir.
I want you to get it in your spirit, but God.
Yeah.
I'm trying to tell you this morning that in this book of miracles that we read every day, there are many instances where our adversary is confounded, confused. There are stories of elaborate schemes going wrong because he failed to realize that God would have the final
Yes, sir.
The devil is at hard work. He's at hard work to get everything right.
That's right.
Just when he thinks things are going to be victorious.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Just when he thinks things are going to be in his favor.
Yeah.
He hears, but God.
Yes, sir.
As we look at the text, we are reminded of Joseph's story. The life of Joseph is perhaps the best Old Testament example of accurate to the verse of Romans 8:28. And we know.
All things
work together for good. To them that love God. To them who are called according to his purpose. To sell Joseph into slavery meant that his brothers wanted to harm him. The end result was Joseph becoming governor of Egypt, reuniting his family, saving their lives. Joseph endured many trials and tribulations. Even in this life, my brothers and my sisters, we must endure our share of trials and tribulations.
That's right.
So many times the devil throws things our way and things that are meant to make us stop trusting God.
Oh my Lord.
Things that are meant to make us feel sorry for ourselves. Has anybody been there? Things that are meant to make us give up. Things that are meant bad, but God needs them for good. I don't know if you have some but God moments in your life.
Well,
I know for myself.
Yes, sir. Come on, preacher.
I've been on the but God boulevard.
Many
times in my life. You've been so good all your life. You haven't made no mistakes. You've done everything just right. But I tell you, I believe when you got a but God in your life. Hold on, Angela.
Come on, preacher.
Yes. Satan needs it for bad.
Yes, sir.
All right,
but God needs it for good.
Yes, sir.
Those are the times when everything is going well. All of a sudden, hell breaks loose.
Yeah.
Chaos runs rampant.
Well,
Satan means it for your bad, but God means it for your good.
Yeah.
When a husband and wife seem to be at opposition with each other, one on one side of the room, the other on the other, on the other side. Satan means it for bad.
Yes, sir.
But God.
But God.
When it looks like your children just don't hear what you say.
Oh, my Lord.
Children, you think your parents don't understand.
Oh, my God.
Yes, Satan means it for bad. But God means it for good.
Yeah.
When folk plot and plan, talk behind your back,
scandalize
your name, speak all kind of evil,
Satan
means it for bad.
Yeah.
But God.
God.
Come on, preacher. Come on.
Yeah.
I got a priest.
Go ahead.
All things that happened to Joseph,
my God,
to the average man and woman, would have seemed like too much.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear Joseph saying, my brothers, my own flesh have betrayed me and sold me into slavery.
Well, okay.
My master's wife accused me of a crime.
Yeah.
I lost favor with him, thrown in the jail.
Yeah.
The chief cupbearer, who I interpreted dreams, forgot about me and left me in jail for 2 years. Yes, the average man and woman might seem to quit, might think that things are so bleak.
Well,
there is no way up.
Yeah.
But Joseph knew that no matter what was thrown at him, no matter what was done to him, no matter how Satan attacked, God would always step in.
Well,
he said, I may be down, but I'm not out.
Yes,
my brothers and my sisters, this is the type of attitude we need to have in the church today.
Yeah.
We need to understand that no matter what we may go through, no matter how bad things might get, no matter how the enemy might they attack us. Always remember when things look dark.
Yes, sir.
But God.
God.
When Satan says, such were some of you. But God says, you are washed. You are sanctified.
Yeah.
You are justified in the name of the Lord Jesus.
Well,
and by the Spirit of God, you are saved.
Hmm.
Satan will say, you can't make it on your own.
All right.
But God says, I am, for you are more than I am in you, more than him that is against you in the world.
Yes,
Satan may say, hold on to your problems, hold on to your hurts, hold on to your pain, hold on to your disappointment, for no one cares for you. But God says, cast all your cares
for
me.
Hallelujah.
For I care for you.
Yes,
Satan may say, take it easy. Take the easy way out.
Come on,
but God said, the race is not given to the swift and the strong.
Hallelujah.
So, they endure to the end. Satan says, your enemies are surrounded.
Yes,
come out with your hands up. But God says, I'll make your enemies your footstool.
Yes, come on, preach up. Hallelujah.
Satan says, sickness will follow you.
My God.
But God says, by his stripes,
yes,
we are healed.
Hallelujah.
Satan says, nothing else a doctor can do. But God says,
but God,
I get the final
diagnosis.
Satan says, I will make you a slave to sin.
Yes,
but God says, for God so loved the world.
Yes, sir. Hallelujah.
He does the Lord to God.
Come on.
Shall not perish,
my God,
but have everlasting life. Satan means it for bad.
Yes, sir.
But God. Every time you feel it's low in your spirit and you need to be lifted.
But God.
Whenever it seems like the devil has come to kill, steal, and destroy your family, your loved ones, your ministry, cry out, but God.
Hallelujah.
If this old world has got you down, you can't find
Well,
remember the phrase, buck up.
Buck up.
Because no matter what situation, no matter what the problem, no matter what bad things may come in your life, but God can make it better. You see, I could have been an alcoholic. I could have been a drug user. I could have been a child abuser. I could have been on my deathbed. I could have been out of my mind. I could have been without a roof over my head, without any food, without any money in my pocket, without a friend, lost, and on my way to hell, but God!
But God!
Saved my soul from a burning in hell. He saved my soul. And that's why you have to make this but God thing personal. I don't know what he means to you.
Come on,
but I know what he means to me.
Well,
he's been my but God in the midnight hour. He's been a but God when I hit by 18. He's been a but God when I wasn't walking.
Come on, preacher.
I don't know where but God fixing your life on this morning. But I'm trying to tell you that the God we serve is able. He's able. And I know one thing I know. God will take care of you. How do I know? Because he reached down in Parksdale, Arkansas. Called a man Ricky Lane Jackson.
Oh, my Lord.
He came from meager beginnings. But the little he had, God blessed it and made much. You see, church, I can't tell Reverend Jasper's story. I can't tell it like he can tell it. I can't tell you about his valley. I can't tell you about his mountain experience. I can't tell you about the storms he's been through. I can't tell you how he had his up. It is down. But if I could sum it up in two words, but God.
But God.
But God opened every door to
God.
But God.
But God.
Don't favor on his life. But God blessed his going out. And his coming in.
Well,
if it had not been. Who is able?
Hallelujah. Let's
that.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bless God. Ain't now 42 generations. Bless God. Made the blind to walk in the lane. Made the blind to see the lane to walk. Bless God. Walked on water. Bless God. Fed 5,000. Bless God. Got the stone knife. Bless God. Saw the old rugged cross. Bless God. Got up one day on the third day. Oh, power. Oh, power. Oh, power.
Is he good?
Okay.
Is he good?
Okay.
Is he good?
Okay.